Tony Kemp is a highly decorated rugby league international and, of course, was former coach of the New Zealand Warriors from Waitara. And I've asked him if he might comment on the decision by New Zealand Rugby League not to attend this year's Rugby League World Cup. It's great to have you on the show again, Tony. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Kia ora, bro. Well, Tony, is this a move that you endorse?
Oh, 100%. I think, you know, knowing what sort of lives we are living these days under this COVID restriction, I think it's a very sensible decision to make, even just based on simple facts, Dale. There's something like 16 COVID cases in New Zealand and 100 to 200 odd in Australia. They got 30 to 50,000 every day up in Great Britain. I just think for the welfare of the players, if you can't protect them, it isn't just the players. You're talking about their families and I guess the wider region and eventually our country. So I think a very smart move on both the New Zealand Rugby League and the ARLC's structures to decide not to send both their teams up there.
Were you anticipating this? Because we haven't heard much about preparation for the tournament. So it must have been sort of thought about for some time before the final decision was made. And it's not sitting too well up in the UK. I guess, what do we say? Well, sorry for you.
Well, of course, you know, but, you know, lives mean more than football. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's just a game. You're playing for a piece of tin, you know what I mean? You'd hate to say that you lost your family member because of that. So, you know, the prestige that goes with that, that's fine. But, you know, under these current circumstances globally, I think you've got to take into context that, you know, a beating heart is better than a piece of tin in a cabinet. So it's not the – I guess the decision's a good one, but it's not the end of the story, though. What I'm really hoping is that Australia and New Zealand are talking to each other and we can get a 3-2 series down here. You know, I wasn't thinking for a minute that we were going to send a team up to England under these current situations, and I guess both the Australians and New Zealanders have known that for a while. What I do hope is that they've been talking behind the scenes to take this as an opportunity more than a negative, and look at the likes of Samoa, Tonga, the Maori, New Zealand, and Australia, and get a Pacific Cup down here, or at least an Australian and New Zealand 3-test match series. So I hope that our governance sitting in New Zealand and in our office are doing the right thing by taking this as an opportunity to bring this game to New Zealand.
Thanks, Tony. In light of the decision here by both leagues on both sides of the Tasman regarding the Rugby League World Cup, are you somewhat surprised with what we're witnessing in Tokyo?
I am. You know, I've got to be brutally honest. I think you know, there's a huge call to be sending athletes to Tokyo, and even as early as last week, reading that three of the athletes within the village had tested positive for COVID. You know, if I was a family member and my kid was over there competing in the Olympics, you know, yes, I know that there's so much prestige to go with being an Olympian, but I guess you've got to take that into context when you're putting you're putting yourself in the firing line as far as risk goes, and this new variant that's going around and shutting down borders again is a really scary time. So it's taken the dampener off for me what has been a sporting a spectacle for, you know, forever for me. But I'm more worried that I'm going to wake up in the morning and see that one of the people that I know that's over there in the Olympics has picked up this COVID virus, and then thinking about their family and so forth. So it's a pretty testing time, I'd say, for not only the athletes, but the whānau that are involved, and of course the people that have taken it on themselves to say that, yes, it's okay to travel up there.
And speaking of whānau, when I looked at the lineup, very hard to find any Māori representation in individual sports, of course, stacked up in the team sports as well. What does that say or not say?
Well, you can open up a can of worms. I just don't think when we were growing up, Dale, and the amount of, I guess, eyes that were on this event has been like that over the past two or three Olympics for me. We used to get up and want to watch what the next thing that was happening on TV, and people were talking about it at work and so forth. That just doesn't happen these days, and you know, out of sight, out of mind. It's a really interesting point that you bring up, that our Māori representation up there in the Olympics is next to very minimal. So it doesn't say anything for the type of athlete that we have in our country. I think if we look through the whakapapa and check right down those ranks, I bet you people that are calling themselves Pākehā will find whakapapa Māori through their line somewhere. They just haven't found it.